ran away to Fairfree or Ankh-Morpork or somewhere, but I know he wouldn't have done something like that."
The penetrating look she gave Bildoor nailed him to the chair.
"What do you think, Bildoor?" she said sharply.
He felt quite proud of himself for spotting the question within the question.
"Miss Flitworth, the mountains can be very treacherous in the winter."
She looked relieved.
"That's what I've always said," she said. "And do you know what, Bildoor? You know what I thought?"
"No, Miss Flitworth."
"It was the day before we were going to be wed, like I said. And then one of his pack ponies came by itself, and then the men went and found the avalanche. And you know what I thought? I thought, that's ridiculous. That's stupid. Terrible, isn't it? Oh, I thought other things afterwards, naturally. But the first thing was that the world shouldn't act as if it was some kind of a book. Isn't that a terrible thing to have thought?"
"I myself have never trusted drama, Miss Flitworth."
She wasn't really listening.
"And I thought, what life expects me to do now is moon around the place in a wedding dress for years and go completely doolally. That's what it wants me to do. Oh, yes. So I put the dress in the rag bag, and we still invited everyone to the wedding breakfast because it's a crime to let good food go to waste."
She attacked the fire again and then gave him another megawatt stare.
"I think it's always very important to see what's really real and what isn't, don't you?"
"Miss Flitworth?"
"Yes?"
"Do you mind if I stop the clock?"
She glanced up at the boggle-eyed owl.
"What? Oh, why?"
"I am afraid it gets on my nerves."
"It's not very loud, is it?"
Bildoor wanted to say that every tick was like the hammering of iron clubs on bronze pillars.
"It's just rather annoying, Miss Flitworth."
"Well, stop it if you want to, I'm sure. I only keep it wound up for the company."
Bildoor got up, thankfully, stepped gingerly through the forest of ornaments, and grabbed the pinecone-shaped pendulum. The wooden owl glared at him, and the ticking stopped, at least in the realm of common sound. He was aware that elsewhere the pounding of time continued nonetheless. How could people endure it? They allowed time in their houses as though it was a friend. He sat down again. Miss Flitworth had started to knit ferociously. The fire rustled in the grate. Bildoor leaned back in the chair and stared at the ceiling.
"Your horse enjoying himself?"
"Pardon?"
"Your horse seems to be enjoying himself in the meadow,"
prompted Miss Flitworth.
"Oh, yes."
"Running around as if he's never seen grass before."
"He likes grass."
"And you like animals, I can tell."
Bildoor nodded. His reserves of small talk, never very liquid, had dried up. He sat silently for the next couple of hours, hands gripping the arms of the chair, until Miss Flitworth announced that she was going to bed. Then he went back to the barn and slept. Bildoor hadn't been aware of it coming, but there it was. A grey figure, floating in the darkness of the barn. Somehow it had got hold of the golden timer. It told him, "Bildoor, there has been a mistake." The glass shattered. Fine golden seconds glittered in the air for a moment, and then settled. It told him, "Return. You have work to do. There has been a mistake." The figure faded. Bildoor nodded. Of course there had been a mistake. Anyone could see that there had been a mistake. He'd known all along that it had been a mistake. He tossed the overalls in a corner and took up the robe of absolute blackness. Well, it had been an experience, and he had to admit one that he didn't want to relive. He felt as though a huge weight had been removed. Was that what it was really like to be alive? The feeling of darkness dragging you forward? How could they live with it? And yet they did, and even seemed to find enjoyment in it, when surely the only sensible course would be to despair. Amazing. To feel you were a tiny living thing sandwiched between two cliffs of darkness. How could they stand to be alive? Obviously it was something you had to be born to. Death saddled his horse and rode out and up over the fields. The corn rippled far below like the sea. Miss Flitworth would have to find someone else to help her gather in the harvest. That was odd. There was a feeling there. Regret? Was that it? But it was Bildoor's feeling, and Bildoor was dead. Had never lived. He was his old self again, safe where there were no feelings. and no